I'll need your full name from there.
My Talk 107.1 is KTMY FM HD1, Coon Rapids, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
I need information. I thought you might be able to help.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert. Everything you need to know from the world of entertainment and pop culture at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
Now tell us everything.
Well, happy birthday to Prince George. He's officially 8 years old. And to help celebrate his big day, Mom and Dad, Prince William and Kate, shared a new photo of him on social media. And George is not a toddler anymore. He is looking quite grown up, sitting on a Land Rover. And it's a nod to Prince Philip, his great-grandfather, who regularly drove that kind of car.
So cute.
A nice little subtle tribute to the great-grandpa.
Adorable.
Very cute.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Kristen Cavallari is shutting down rumors that she is in a love triangle with two stars of Southern Charm, Craig Conover and Austin Kroll. So Kristen Cavallari, she went to her Instagram stories to address the alleged threesome.
Thank God.
Yeah. She slammed it as gossip bleep.
Oh.
And she said, no, that is not the case. Kristen Cavallari confirmed that she's single and she hasn't dated anybody for a few months and has no plans to date either Connor or Austin. So,
can I also just credit or kudos to Southern Charm for getting their names in headlines regularly?
Yeah. Yes.
Where
yes.
otherwise they wouldn't?
Mm-hmm. Right. Good on them.
Yeah. I wonder if they like come up with these rumors and then pay her. You know what I mean? Like, hey, we're gonna make these rumors up. Oh, like just give you a little cut of the
like it's part of Bravo's marketing budget.
Yeah.
You know what?
I wouldn't put it past them.
Stranger things have happened.
I'm just saying.
And finally, VH1 is rebooting one of their classic reality shows. The Surreal Life is coming back after a 15-year hiatus.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yes. So.
Oh, I love this show so much.
Yeah, one of the original celebrity reality shows is coming back this fall. And this new season will feature Frankie Muniz, Dennis Rodman, Stormy Daniels,
my gosh.
And Tamar Braxton, among other celebrities.
This is kind of like Celebrity Big Brother.
It is. Yes. This is the way, more like the real world. It's like the celebrity real world because they don't vote people off. This is where I fell in love with the relationship between Ron Jeremy and Tammy Faye Messner.
Oh, yeah. Well, so The Surreal Life started on VH1. Well, it started on the WB, then VH1. Then it had spinoffs like My Fair Brady, Flavor of Love, which spun off to Rock of Love. And then we had I Love New York and Charm School. So this was the genesis for so much odds reality.
Oh, gosh. I'm so excited. I cannot stand it.
Hey, when does it come out?
This fall.
All right.
I'm so excited.
Well, that's all the dirt this hour. For more, check out MyTalk1071.com or download the MyTalk app.
Thanks for alerting us.
My Talk Dirt Alerts at the top of every hour and at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20 on My Talk 107.1.
And I see you, the way I breathe you in is the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up, yeah, and I'll be right. Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure, yeah.
Story time with Bradley on the Colleen and Bradley Show, MyTalk 107.1. Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer, and our boyfriend, Zac Efron.
Oh, you guys. And feel free to call in with your own random celebrity sightings. I'm going to tell you about one that involves our hot throb.
Our hot throb?
What do we call him? A heart throb?
Sure.
I think hot throb sounds fun.
Yeah, hot throb works too.
Mm. Okay.
He's hot and I'm...
Okay. You know what? Let's not tiptoe close to that edge anymore.
Tiptoe. I want to tell you about this totally D-baggy but hilarious encounter, quote unquotes, that an Australian, quote unquote, shop assistant had with our good friend and hot throb, Zac Efron, and his entourage, because you will both be jealous, but also roll your eyes.
Can't wait.
Also, pay special attention to the SponCon experience.
Okay.
See if you can identify it, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And like I said, feel free to join in with your random celebrity sightings if you wish, especially if it was Zac Efron, but I digress. Sydney Stan recounts Zac Efron visiting her work. That just
By the way, Sydney Stan sounds like the fakest name ever. My apologies to Sydney Stans of the world. But doesn't that sound what? What?
Rethink that one. Sydney Stan.
Sydney Stan.
What do the kids call a fan?
A Stan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Sydney Stan isn't the name of the person. That's why I thought
a fan from Sydney. At first I was like, I don't know, I think maybe you're being intentionally hilarious,
no,
and I'm not sure.
She's just dumb.
No, God. Sydney Stan, not, did you think that was...
Yes! I thought that was the name of the person.
Hi, my name's Sydney, Sydney Stan, I'm from Australia. Sydney,
see,
in fact.
Sounded fake.
Yeah, no, Sydney, this is just the headline. Sydney Stan recounts Zac Efron visiting her work, taking his shirt off, and buying vegan condoms.
Oh, okay, I'm here.
Okay.
Vegan condoms.
Here. She's here for the vegan condoms.
I'm here for the whole story.
The only meat in these condoms is your
own. That's the tagline.
Okay.
I mean, come on, that was brilliant.
Okay. Tell me more what Sydney Stan had to say.
Okay.
We didn't rehearse any of this.
No, I swear to God.
Oh, dear.
Okay, so there is this story in something called pedestrian.tv. I don't even know what that is.
One of my favorite websites.
But apparently, allegedly, supposedly, someone who works at one of the locations Zach filmed. So I think this was all just part of him filming the second season of his
Down to Earth
Down
on
to
the
Earth
Netflix
series, right?
On the Netflix.
And
have that.
A person that worked at one of those locations recounted how Zach arrived the first day in a motorcade. So,
like, he's a president?
Literally. Well, you know, I mean, he kind of acts like, I mean, he's a big deal.
Well,
in Australia.
Okay, I will say, like, if he's on a production,
yeah,
there would be a lot of cars.
Yeah.
Well, he would at least have a car.
Right. And maybe, like, the crew would be in an, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
if they're traveling in a pack like that.
So they arrive in a motorcade the first day. He's with, of course, who? Dylan.
His brother.
His brother, mm-hmm, and Vanessa Valadares.
Oh!
Now, this happened a while ago,
okay,
obviously,
so
because this was before
together.
They were rumored to have parted ways, right? But at the time, she was, allegedly, supposedly,
traveling with him while he did his show.
Yeah, but allegedly his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, and allegedly his girlfriend is,
quote,
what I think you wanted me to say.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're supposed to read my mind.
I tried.
Quote, the first time he came in, he arrived with literally a motorcade. It was so intense. Ugh. He was decked out head to toe in this army green aloe yoga. Is it aloe? Aloe? Holly, anyone?
Yeah.
Aloe yoga shirt and top?
Yeah.
Cha-ching.
Yoga shirt and top? Which was so bad.
What? Is that bad
that
meaning good?
I think that means good.
Oh, goodness.
Also, his brother was part of the crew, and he was pretty dreamy. Like a younger, taller version of Zach.
Okay. Well, they're brothers, so.
She continued, Vanessa was there. But, okay, so again, please just feel this. Feel these words.
Uh-huh.
Tell me about this person you think is speaking. Mm-hmm. Also, his brother was part of the crew, and he was pretty dreamy, like a younger, taller version of Zach. Vanessa was there, but sort of kept her distance while she was filming. But when he was like, I'm hungry, the staff brought him food. She went over to him and was massaging like his shoulders, which was a bit yuck. But thinking back, she was just being a nice, supportive girlfriend. She said hi to us and was really nice, but seemed quite timid. Okay. It was just so literally weird to see him at my workplace. He didn't talk to us much. When he did, he was like, thank you. Pretty standard.
Okay, is she 12?
I know, right? Like, it's also, but it also, doesn't it sound vaguely like Zac Efron or Dylan
yeah,
is recounting these details.
It's channeling a 12-year-old.
It's so, you know, here we go. For some reason, this is where it gets real juicy.
Well, I can't
For
wait.
Some reason, he decided he needed to change his shirt. Now, remember, he is filming his show mm-hmm. for Netflix. Of course, his shirt is going to come off at some time.
Can I get a soundtrack for this, Holly? I'm going to thank you.
For some reason, I don't know. Maybe he was just too sexy. He decided he needed to change his shirt and didn't have a spare one.
Oh, no. What will he do?
So his brother goes, "You can have mine."
What?
And then took his shirt off.
Okay, this is the plot of a movie.
They both took their shirts off in our staff kitchen.
Oh my God.
Both ripped AF. Jaws were dropped. And then they go on to say my favorite thing. Okay, they also seemed to have a sponsorship with Nature Valley granola bars and somehow tried to incorporate this into the show. She said Zac Efron was, quote, also obsessed with these goalie gummies, apple cider vinegar gummies.
Oh, no! Stop.
And stocked up on those.
Stop.
He also bought Johnny condoms, which was very, you know.
Oh, we're not going to finish that.
He also bought some natural deodorant and insisted on paying for everything with his Visa card, which I'm pretty sure was sponsored as well.
Oh,
I just love this because I feel like it's literally a gopher from the crew who's like calling in all the details because they got the product placement, Nature Valley, Goldie Gummies. I mean, if you let me just ask, if you, Colleen Lindstrom, were working in this shop and Zac Efron came in and all of the things that I just recounted to you happened, and then you in turn decide you're going to recount them to a tabloid or some such thing, are you busting out Nature Valley granola bars and goalie gummies, apple cider vinegar gummies?
No, I wouldn't get that specific, but I might be like, yeah, there was some serious SponCon.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, also, let's go back to shirtless.
Exactly.
Right? Like,
yes. What's wrong with you? I don't want to hear about your dumb granola bars.
Like, had he shaved that day?
Mm-hmm.
What
did he smell like? That is always my question.
Did he have normal nipples?
Right. Oh, well, like, we've seen
how
those.
Many actual abs were there.
Right.
Was he manscaped to accentuate those abs?
Yes. Or did he apply some sort of, you know, contouring to the abs?
Yeah.
I mean, give me some real details.
Give me some I can do something
with. Nature Valley granola.
I'm going to watch the show. I'll see the SponCon. You don't have to reiterate that for me.
Oh, also, when he left, they were blasting HSM, High School Musical.
Oh. Who was? He was? No.
That's a lie.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. This is all a lie now.
Yeah.
I told you.
That's where you broke it all apart for me, Sydney Stan.
I told you it was both D-baggy, hilarious,
oh my gosh,
and sexy.
I have this vision now of them all getting back in the motorcade. Okay. And then pumping up the music and everybody being like, we're all in
popping
this
gummies.
Together.
Popping our apple cider gummies and my vegan condoms. Like he's making water balloons out of the vegan condoms.
Yes, and it's like a party. And they're just like.
And they just ride off with the dust.
Yeah. It's like raining Nature Valley everywhere.
He's throwing out samples.
And it's in slow motion. It's just really.
As his hair flows in the wind.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm in. Okay, when we return, thank you for that journey.
You're welcome. We needed that respite.
Can't wait for the next season of his show. What's it called again?
Down to Earth.
Down
You're
to
the
Earth.
One that told me that.
Okay, well, you know, yeah, sometimes I forget. I got stuck in shirtless, Zach. Yeah, when we come back, I want to talk about Farrah Abraham, okay? I know you're like,
the Lord
gosh.
Giveth and the Lord taketh away.
But I know you're thinking like, she's going to tear Farrah Abraham apart again. I'm not, actually. I'm going to tear the internet apart when we come back after this on My Talk 107.1.